Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 28th of February. Equity markets seem to be having a bit of a bad Friday in response to the latest fears about US taxation. US President Trump posted on social media that US consumers would have to find 25% more cash if they wished to buy goods from Canada and Mexico, and 10% more if they wanted to buy goods from China. US consumers of Canadian energy only have to pay an additional 10% tax under these threats. That reduced energy rate does rather undermine the idea that this is all about trade balances. Excluding energy, the US runs a trade surplus with Canada, so if the aim is purely to balance trade, Trump should simply tax imports of Canadian oil 200% and just declare success. Trump seems to be more coherent on social media than in person, so markets are taking this more seriously than the comments that were made in person on Wednesday. Nevertheless, investors still seem to assume that the threats against Canada and Mexico are not especially credible, as they would do immediate and very visible damage to US consumers' living standards. The China threats are more credible and fit with our view that the effective tariff rate against China will end up being about 30%. Trump inherited a tax on China's imports that was effectively just over 10% and has suggested two additional 10% increases. The US president's repeated cries of wolf over tariffs do have an economic effect, even if the tariffs do not actually appear. There's some evidence of consumers buying imported goods as early as December in anticipation of more taxes in the future. There's also weak evidence that it was mainly Democrats who bought, not Republicans, because these groups have different perceptions of what tariffs might mean. It's also possible that companies raise prices in advance of tariffs, fueling higher inflation, because the narrative about trade taxes gives them pricing power. There is also uncertainty that such tariffs cause. Companies invest in an uncertain future, and the greater the uncertainty about that future, the greater the uncertainty about investing. Germany released its retail sales data for January, which were weaker than had been expected in month-on-month terms, but previous data was revised up a lot. This has become a very common trend. Using initial data releases only, the volume of German retail sales fell by over 21% over the past couple of years. Using revised data, which will indeed be revised further in the future, the decline is less than 4%. German retail sales are consistently too pessimistic, and the problem is that those repeatedly wrong initial data releases create a false impression that German consumers are not doing anything, when in fact they're relatively okay. Ahead, we have French consumer spending alongside preliminary GDP for the fourth quarter. We also get US consumer insights with the personal spending figures for January. These will be of some interest to see if there was indeed a buy now to avoid taxes later mentality in the consumption patterns. The spending on durable goods comes into focus in that regard. Alongside this is the Personal Consumer Expenditure Price Index. There are other inflation numbers elsewhere. Germany gets out the preliminary January consumer price inflation data, after yesterday's data release indicated more disinflation in Spain than had been expected. Preliminary French consumer price inflation data is also due, alongside fourth quarter GDP numbers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.